Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open for a call or for texting at 844-967-2789. Well, I'm going to come back to Wisconsin, and this is something that may seem like inside baseball to you. It's not inside baseball to me. I was the chairman of this party, Democratic Party, for two terms, and this means a great deal to me. It means a great deal to me. And that is the absence of candidates in this general election coming up in November in a lot of areas of the state, partially due to gerrymandering, partially due to a strategy of the Democratic Party, which I strongly disagree with, which is to concentrate on seats you think you can win and abandon others. It's a big mistake. I didn't do it when I was chairman. And the gerrymandering, I will say, has had the majority effect. What am I talking about? First of all, there are three assembly candidates. Remember, there are 99 members of the assembly, and they have to run every 2 years. So there are three assembly candidates that have no opponent at all, not even in a primary, not even in a general election, nothing. 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 Guy named Dave Maxey in the 15th Administrative District, or Assembly District, I should say, so the New Berlin area. Ryan Clancy on the east side of Milwaukee, the 19th Assembly District. Amy Binsfield in the 26th Assembly District. They're not opposed in the primary. They're not opposed in the general election. They're simply not opposed. There are 31 seats, 31 out of 99, almost a third of the seats. Only one major party fielded a candidate. The Democrats fielded no candidate in 16 of the assembly districts. The Democrats fielded no candidate in five state Senate districts. Now, there are 33 state Senate seats, and they're up every 4 years. So every year, 16 or 17 of them are up. And in a third of them, the Democrats fielded no candidate. There are two congressional districts. Democrats fielded no candidate. The sixth, and the eighth. The eighth is up in Green Bay, Gallagher. The sixth is, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, that kind of thing. The Republicans didn't field a candidate in 10 assembly seats. We didn't field them in 16. Now, this is up. The fact that 31 seats are not even contested is up from 25 in 2020. It's getting worse. And there are two causes for it, and I'm going to tell you what they are. And they anger me a great deal. One of them is gerrymandering. When I was the chairman, we had fair maps. And so what would happen would be, the seats would be roughly 50-50, maybe 49-51, 48-52. And a good candidate could win any seat, and a good candidate could lose any seat. And we had them all filled. I think one of my years as chairman, we had all 99 filled. But we worked at it. We sent staff and volunteers out. And in areas in those days, Marathon County was a tough county for Democrats. Still is a little bit, but it was really bad back then. We just worked till we got somebody. Good candidate. The reason for that is, are some of these candidates going to lose? Yes, of course they're going to lose. But when you have a candidate on the ballot, what you have is, first of all of their friends, people who know them and respect them, if it's a respected local businessman or a farmer or a teacher, people go, well, I'm not in his party, but I know him. I'm going to vote for him. And the second thing is it helps the statewide ticket. It helps the governor candidate, the Senate candidate, the Secretary of State candidate, the treasurer candidate. That's who it helps. Because when you go in and see a full ticket for a party, you go, okay, that's a party that really means business. And if they vote for one of your, what we call down ballot, the lower seats, not governor or senator, sometimes they vote for the whole ticket. But if you go in and it's like seeing a leafless branch in the middle of January, you go in, there's one leaf on it, it's the governor candidate, and he has no support for the Senate candidate. A lot of people go, well, there's not much going on there. No sense voting for that. Now, there are two things that the state party can do. They can't do anything about gerrymandering. And because the Republicans on the Supreme Court in Wisconsin and in Washington have upheld gerrymandering. They've upheld gerrymandering. And until we get independent, fair judges, we're not going to have independent, fair maps. But what the party can do, is go out and recruit candidates. And here's what we did. I told every assembly district Democratic Party in the state, everyone, they have them by county, everyone in the state, if they can't recruit a candidate, which they should be able to, because teachers are very good candidates, farmers are very good candidates, and small business people are very good candidates, it is the obligation of the Democratic unit to field one of their officers as a candidate. And I put it right on the county chairman. You want to be county chairman? Okay, then you're going to be the candidate. And if it's somebody who's older or not well or can't do it, he or she in turn has got to turn around to the treasurer or the vice chair and say, you're going to be it. That is an obligation. Connor, it looks like we have somebody in the line. Can you put them through, please? That is their obligation. And then when it comes to congressional seats, yeah, I understand that the Fox Valley can be tough, but at one time, it was actually represented by Democrats. And I understand that Fond du Lac and Oshkosh and that sort of thing are tough, but there were times when it was competitive, and it's never going to be competitive, and you're never going to know about it. You're never going to know about it until you run somebody, This isn't the first time the state Democratic Party, in my view, has sort of blown off areas that they think they can't be competitive in, In the 2020 race, people were clamoring for lawn signs for Joe Biden around the state. There were Trump lawn signs all over the place. And the state party said, no, we're not going to put them up till October, even September, October. So all through Labor Day, all through the 4th of July, all through Memorial Day, there's nothing but Trump signs around the state. And people from Milwaukee would go up north on vacation, come back. Well, I don't know how well Biden's going to do. They also wouldn't permit people to put up these signs, even if they did it at their own expense. Now, Joe did win the state by 20,000 votes. He would have won by a lot more if there had been a campaign all around the state. Instead of blowing off some assembly seats, not competing, and not even permitting signs. It looks like we're having phone trouble. Connor's not able to link up this call. So what I would say is keep trying. We're going to work on the phones. You can text, and then Connor will have the message, and he can send it to me in some kind of a in written form. But we are doing our best, and we are going to soldier on. So if I'm going to leave any kind of message here, any kind of message for an old state chairman, compete everything. Compete everything. Every seat. I don't care what it is. Somebody goes, oh, Green Lake County? Well, that's going to be a all right, so what? So what? Peggy Lautenschlager did pretty well in Green Lake County. She's a Democrat. You know what you do? You go to the chairman of the Green Lake County Democratic Party and you go, you're the candidate. Get yourself some signatures. Well, I can't do it. Okay, then get your vice chairman. This sounds like inside baseball. I know it is. How do you think democracy falls apart? I told you that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Famous line from a great poet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. In Otero County, New Mexico, I told you before, the leader of Cowboys for Trump, is on their election commission. He's also been convicted of invading the Capitol on January 6th, about to be sentenced. And he has said that their commission is not going to certify all of the primary votes on June 7 in New Mexico, Otero County. That kind of thing is going to spread here. And if you have a Republican governor, Republican Secretary of State, and Republican Supreme Court, they're going to say hallelujah. They're going to say that's great. You got to fight back, and you've got to fight back trench by trench. You've got to elect a Democrat to governor. You've got to elect Democrat to Secretary of State. You have got to elect Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, strongest candidate for the Supreme Court. There are others. To the extent somebody else runs who is pro-democracy, that's great. And I think we do have one other candidate from Dane County, but Judge Janet is my choice, and it's a lot of people's choices. Judge Janet. Connor, we have somebody on the line. See if you can put him through now. Judge Janet is our choice, my choice. This is how you do it, but you know how you do it? You put up lawn signs around the state early on when people want them, and don't get cutesy about it and figure you're going to control anything. And you know what? You don't leave 31 seats uncontested and five state Senate districts and two congressional districts. You get somebody. You recruit somebody. Yes, gerrymandering is a big problem. We got to fight it. You fight it trench by trench. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It only has to creep in six states. Six states, flip a president, and that's what's going on right now. That's what's going on right now. So, what's stopping us doing it? What is stopping us doing it? They just flipped the seat in South Texas, the Republicans did. They've been held by double digits, by Obama and Hillary Clinton, and now they flipped it. We have a strong candidate in the general election, which is November. This is a special election for about 6 months. But something's got to be done, and we got to start doing it here in this state. Well, going to a break. Lines are open for phone and text. Right now, they're apparently not getting through. We're working on it. Try it. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Be back right after the break.